Most elected officials in Florida have term limits. That includes the governor, members of the House and Senate, and the state's congressional delegation. Local school board members, however, don't have those restrictions. A lawmaker is trying to give voters the opportunity to change that. I'm Blaze Ganey. So far, Claremont Republican Representative Anthony Sabatini has presented his school board term limit bill twice. Both times, he's had to say the bill doesn't actually change anything.
This is actually not a bill that creates school board term limits in the state of Florida. This is a bill that creates a constitutional referendum this November for the citizens of Florida to choose if they want school board term limits in the Constitution, in the state Constitution.
Sabatini says the idea came from polls.
82% of Floridians want term limits in the state of Florida. There is not a single county that polled less than 75% in support, and that's including when you break it down with Republicans, Democrats, Independents. This is just a good government bill.
We don't make policy in the Florida legislature based on polls.
Rich Templin with Florida AFL-CIO says polls don't guide how lawmakers craft the Constitution.
If we did that, there are many issues that have been passed through this body based on the public support for them. Arguing that this high polling right now is justification for passage of the bill would be like when you run for re-election and you get a poll back and it says, oh, I'm polling at 75%, I'll just pack up and go home and wait to get re-elected. None of you would do that.
Templin says polls aren't the best way to measure real views on a subject because they lack a forum for discussion.
I have worked on numerous constitutional amendment issues where we start polling at 88%. And by the time the issue passes, it's down to 68%. And that's because there was a discussion. People were given the other side. This was an automated poll. There was no conversation.
Templin believes a better way to measure the bill is to see if it's needed.
And so we do need to ask, what's the problem being addressed here? First, understand that 20 of Florida's most populous counties can have term limits on their school boards right now. That's the bulk of the population of the state of Florida has the option to have term limits by putting it into their county charter right now.
Templin thinks the question should be addressed by each county, allowing local residents to choose whether they want the change. Sarasota Democrat Representative Margaret Good agrees.
I would be in support of amending this constitutional amendment to allow that across all 67 counties and across all the school districts, but I don't believe that this is a decision that we should be pushing forward.
Fort Lauderdale Democrat Representative Bobby DeBose thinks districts should have the option to keep someone past the 8-year term limit.
If you have locally a school board member that has been there, say, 8 years and has done an excellent job, and the voters locally really want that person to stay by 80, 90, 95%, we're telling them, no, locally, you are wrong. We're changing this.
Sabatini, who began serving as a member of the Florida Army National Guard in 2008, says the idea of always changing who leads a position stems from Army practices.
There's a fundamental concept in the military, and that's the rotation of leadership. Rotation of leadership. No matter how good you're doing in any position in the military, any branch of the military, they're going to be moving you around. They don't want you to stay in one position. There's a distrust in that, and over the course of hundreds of years, the military has institutionalized that, and I think it's important to do that in politics. If you're doing a great job, like some of us have done in local government, I see a lot of local government folks on this panel, folks want to move you up, new positions, test your skills in different ways of public service.
The bill passed its second committee Wednesday with no Democratic support. In its first stop, it received a yes vote from one Democrat. Palm Beach Democrat Representative Matt Wilhite co-sponsors the legislation. Florida Republican Party Chair Representative Joe Gruters and Plantation Democrat Senator Lauren Book are sponsoring similar measures. So far, neither Senate proposal has had a hearing. There are 5 weeks left in this year's legislative session.